Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, if you, like me, love this podcast, then you know you can go ahead and support it, enjoying a commercial-free experience by visiting wildinbed.com and becoming one of my cherished VIP members, so we can enjoy uninterrupted pleasure, absolutely commercial-free. And you know, this week there's some interesting things happening over at the club. The pleasure sessions are being released. Now, if you don't know what the pleasure sessions are, they're quite simply audios designed to increase your pleasure. That little bit more, all the time. They are a step beyond experiential erotica, and so much fun. So tonight, well, I've been asked to serialize a short story, Immaculate Service, by Rhonda Kneale. This story follows the sexual awakening of a young lady, Arabella, as she discovers what truly turns her on. And all the exploits she gets up to as she opens her mind to the darkest of her desires. Now, Rhonda says that all her stories are written with one thing in mind: bringing the sensuality and fun back to sex. Now, we've all been there when sex becomes too serious. And I think we can agree that sex is better when it's fun. Otherwise, honestly, what is the point? So if you want to enjoy some fun-filled sex that does not disappoint on the kinkiness, then follow the links in this episode's notes. And you know, even better, you can read it for free on Kindle Unlimited. So that's Immaculate Service by Rhonda Kneale. You know, if you want to hear your fantasies narrated right here, then it's so easy for you to just email me at devlin@wildinbed.com, and I will do my best to bring your fantasy to life. You can know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, loosen your clothes, and close your eyes, and then surrender to the caress of my voice moving over you. And when you're ready to immerse yourself in the pleasure of this story, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release your inner desires as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy Immaculate Service by Rhonda Kneale. Arabella indicated left and turned her red convertible Porsche Boxster off the road, past the Pellstone Gatehouse, and on to the gravel drive. He had chosen well, she thought, as they approached the kind of country house hotel where a uniformed doorman is waiting on the steps as you drive up, ready to take your bags. A petunia-trimmed vision of Doric columns done in Portland stone. The facade almost seemed to glow in the low-angled evening autumn sunlight. She had insisted on driving and had picked him up that afternoon outside exactly the sort of shore-ditched warehouse conversion where you might expect a literary rising star to have his flat. The Porsche had been her treat to herself for turning 21. An indulgence, bought thanks to a trust fund, which was now hers to control, and marked her graduation from Cambridge with a degree in English literature. She told herself it might have been with honours if she had dedicated less time to exploring the sexual proclivities of her fellow students, but had no regrets. Arabella had tired quickly of public schoolboys whose attention waned as quickly as their erections, and instead had made a special study of a number of brilliant, diffident scientists whose pleasures, some distinctly esoteric, had constantly featured her satisfaction alongside their own. She had met her travelling companion, Elliot O'Malley, at the big-name publishing house where she was working as a research assistant for one of the country's most respected editors. They had flirted gently over flutes of champagne during the reception held after his contract was signed. Once the celebrations were over, she led him back through the warren of corridors. Instead of making their way to the lobby, she had taken his hand and pulled him into an empty office, its usual occupant, a children's book editor she knew would be in Frankfurt until the end of the week. It took surprisingly little encouragement for him to lift her skirt as she bent forward over the desk. Leaning on her elbows, her face was inches from several rather pretty watercolour illustrations of what appeared to be a teddy bear's picnic. He had run his hands across her buttocks before sliding two fingers past the string of her lace thong. He had sighed as he found her wet and inviting. Pushing her underwear to the side, he slipped his long, well-shaped cock into her snug, slippery pussy and set about fucking her with delightful enthusiasm. She was relieved to discover he wasn't a talker, and even more gratified to find him reaching around with his right hand, as his surprisingly delicate fingers slipped under the gossamer triangle of lace and into a cleft where they gently but persistently worked at her clit. Good manners, she thought, were never wasted. He continued his unhurried thrusting, the relaxed, swinging rhythm, playing off very pleasingly against the action of his fingers. The head of his cock rubbed deliciously inside her, while his left hand gently played over her firm, generous breast, bringing her nipple to a tight, tender bud, reading the rise and fall of her breath and the vibrations of her body. He had brought her to climax just moments before his own. He had thanked her afterwards, a mischievous grin on his lips. As he was buttoning the fly of his jeans, he'd invited her to join him this weekend. "I know a place," he almost purred in his soft Irish accent. "Fantastic restaurant, 4-poster beds. I'll make us a reservation for Saturday night." Her recollections, combined with the car's rumbling engine vibrations, which she enjoyed so much, and brought a teasing twitch and flutter between her thighs, as they pulled up to the entrance. Minutes later, The door closed behind them on a beautiful first floor bedroom, overlooking the rather grandiose formal gardens. A large scrollwork four-poster bed dominated the space. Behind a scene, a freestanding clawfoot bath seemed to stand guard in front of an oversized, glass-fronted shower enclosure. Arabella put her overnight bag down on the small sofa, kicked off her shoes and turned to Elliot. "I think I'll have a shower and freshen up. We have time before dinner, right?" "Oh yes, no rush. I've asked for a later table. The bar here does excellent cocktails. I thought we might enjoy one or two before dinner." "Perfect." She slowly unbuttoned her blouse, enjoying the way his gaze followed her around the room, then lowered the zip on her skirt, dropping both to the floor. She wondered if he'd been anticipating something more exotic than the simple black bra and briefs she had chosen to travel on. He needn't be disappointed, she thought. She planned to more than make up for it later. Moving behind the pierced wood screen, she unclipped her hair, releasing the twist on the back of her head and shaking it out before it cascaded in long golden waves over her bare shoulders. She unhooked her bra, slipping it off, and slid her briefs down to the floor. She noticed he was sitting on the end of the bed, watching her through the gaps in the screen, and wondered if he was enjoying the view. A quick turn of the shower controls unleashed a waterfall of warm water from a concealed fitting in the ceiling, and Arabella stepped around the side of the glass screen and underneath it. Tilting her head back, she closed her eyes and let the water fall on her face and breasts. The force of the water tickled at her nipples and made them rise into tight little knots. Flicking her wet hair behind her shoulders, after a few long moments, basking in the delightful sensations of the warm water, she leant around the side of the screen and called out, "The water's lovely. Wouldn't you like to join me?" Startled from his reverie, Elliot seemed pleased with the invitation. As he stood and lowered his jeans, a good erection already lifted his silk boxers away from his body. He discarded these along with the rest of his clothes, and she gazed approvingly at him. Narrow waist and firm muscular buttocks, his chest and arms nicely defined, but without an excessive look of gym narcissism. His cock stood firmly to attention as he entered the shower. It was a good size, she thought, curved slightly backwards and showing definite intent. She moved in close, pressing her wet body against him. Feeling the weight of his erection against her belly as she reached upward to kiss him, gently first, lips parted and tongues darting and teasing, both of them soon breathing heavily under the warm cascade of water. She dispensed a little of the hotel's expensively scented shower gel into her palm and smoothed it over his chest, soaping his torso in gentle circles and teasing his nipples as she went, exploring his body with her silky, slippery fingers. Reaching for the gel himself, he gently massaged her full, firm breasts. Streams of soap suds ran down their bodies and onto the terrazzo tile floor. He reached soapy fingers into her dark, golden pubic hair, lathering her mound generously and dipping a finger from time to time into her crack to tease her clit. "It's nice to find a full head of hair," he murmured in her ear, his soft Irish accent almost purring. I'm so over shaved cunts. She could only manage. In response, as he worked concertedly now on her clit, his soapy fingers sliding softly over the sensitive tip, sending tingling shudders of arousal through her as her legs began to tremble and she found herself struggling to maintain her grip on his waist, tightly enough to stay on her feet. She gasped as her orgasm overtook her all at once, a hot surge which spread in a wave up and down her body. Looking up into his eyes, she saw a mischievous little smile spread across his face. That must have been the right spot. He teased her, fingertips still pressing gently against her exquisitely sensitive nub, adjusting her grip on his hips, but not letting go. She lowered herself, resting first one knee and then the other down on the tiled floor. Close up, his cock was quite as good as she had hoped, foreskin drawn back, revealing a large head, and darker in colour with a significant ridge. Soaping her hands, she rubbed them gently up and down his shaft, feeling the velvet softness of his skin and the veins beginning to stand out clearly beneath its surface. As he had done, she lathered his dark curls, running her soapy fingers around his balls and onto his perineum. She gently teased at his rim with a soapy fingertip, making him moan quietly as the warm water washed the soapy bubbles from his cock. She licked him first, taking her time to trace the length of his shaft from base to tip, exploring the texture of his skin slowly, a very faint lingering soapy taste replaced by the salty tang of the bead of precum that rose to greet her. She took the head of his cock in her mouth and grasped his shaft, working the length of him with wet fingers while she teased, licking and suckling. She worked and released a vacuum, sometimes tight, sometimes not, as his fingers tangled into her wet hair, gently but insistently driving his cock deeper into her throat, until in a moment he stilled and tensed, surprised to feel him pull her head back, releasing himself from her mouth, just as his cum spills. Both of them watched it squirt in thick ribbons onto her breasts and down her belly, washed away quickly by the flowing water. Well, aren't you a surprise package? He smiled, gazing down on her face as she looked back up at him. Funny, I was about to say the same. She stood and kissed him gently, then turned her back, smoothing shampoo into her long hair, and asked, "Would you mind?" He massaged her scalp with deft, confident motions of his fingertips before running his fingers through the lengths of her hair and down her spine, past her waist and all the way to the dimple of her buttocks. Head tilted back, eyes closed, water splashing on her face. She soaked up his touch. Later, after enjoying a couple of very pleasant cocktails in the basement cocktail bar, all brass mirrors and coloured neon, they took their place in the dining room. Arabella had chosen her favourite little black dress for the occasion, a deeply scooped neckline, fitted bust and high waist, making a feature of her décolletage. It flared gently from the waist to stop about 3 inches above her knee. A light dusting of smoky eyeshadow brought out her blue-grey eyes, and a subtle wipe of lipstick almost imperceptibly darkened and reddened her natural lip colour. Her long hair was was twisted up into a French knot, showing off her delicate neck. She had made the only acceptable exception to her usual bare legs and wore silk stockings, whose lace tops could just be glimpsed as she sat, held up with a black lace suspender belt and a pair of simple kitten-heeled pumps. Elliot looked the part, she thought. An expensively tailored, dark navy shirt, open at the neck, which showed off his shape very nicely, and a subtle smell of musky cologne. He ordered a dozen native oysters and a bottle of sparkling wine as soon as they sat down. A very acceptable suggestion while they considered the rest of the menu. The dining room, she could see from their corner table, was by this late hour mostly empty. An older couple were enjoying their main courses at a table in the middle of the room. He with the straight-backed, overstarched and shiny-shoed look of a retired sergeant major. She in cashmere twin set and three strings of pearls. A family with two young children were just finishing their meal in the opposite corner. Coffee for mum and dad and an ice cream sundae shared between the kids. The oysters arrived on a bed of crushed ice, mixed with a tangle of seaweed, and their waiter poured the bubbles and talked them through the specials. He had introduced himself as Nathaniel, in his early 20s, with unusual green eyes, a head of messy dark ginger curls, and a mischievous grin, light on his feet, and entirely in his element in this rather theatrical dining room. Something of a young Nigel Slater about him, Arabella thought. Arabella and Elliot clinked glasses and took a sip from the champagne flutes. The wine, perfectly chilled, sparkled like sherbet on her tongue. She took an oyster from the platter, spooning a few drops of shallot vinegar into the shell, and then let it slip into her mouth. The plump, slippery, sweet, salty, sour morsel slid over her tongue before she swallowed it whole. There's something rather obscene about oysters, don't you think? I know what you mean. Elliot took another oyster into his mouth thoughtfully before swallowing. There's something unavoidably sexual about them, though perhaps not so much as muscles, which look exactly like tiny, little pinky orange cunts when they're cooked and their shells are open. Arabella thought she might have heard a stifled gasp of disapproval from the sergeant major's table behind her and giggled before greedily swallowing another oyster. Kicking off her right shoe, Arabella slid her silk stocking foot up the inside of Elliot's calf, then his thigh, finally bringing it to nestle in his lap. She rubbed his crotch gently with her toes, watching his eyes grow wide and his breath more shallow as his cock stiffened under her unexpected touch. Is everything all right for you? Nathaniel had mastered the art of vanishing into his diner's blind spots, appearing as if by magic in response to some silent, psychic summons. They had enjoyed their main courses, autumn-toned chicken with seasonal vegetables, chatting and flirting. Arabella's attentions ensuring Elliot little respite from his arousal. Perfect, thank you, Nathaniel, Arabella replied. Could we have the dessert menu, please? Elliot, Arabella sensed, was keen to wrap things up with a quick coffee and slip back upstairs. She was going to have to frustrate him as she was toying with ideas of her own. Brushing off Elliot's polite equivocation, she ordered the autumn fruit full. To share, please. Arabella took a spoonful of the rich, creamy dessert shot through with streaks of deep, fruity acid purple, and closed her eyes in approval, her tongue clearing her upper lip provocatively. That's good. She moved the dessert across the table towards Elliot and shuffled her chair around so they sat side by side. Have a little taste. As he didn't argue, Arabella heaped a spoon and passed it to him while her other hand reached under the table and guided his fingers onto her thighs above her stocking top. As he swallowed approvingly, his fingers travelled upwards, tracing the ribbons of her suspender belt. His eyes opened wide in surprise when they found not the silk or lace of a pair of expensive panties, but the silky curls of her pubic hair. "Go on, it's really good," she murmured, opening her thighs for him as she glanced pointedly at the dessert. "Take another spoonful." Elliot dipped the spoon back into the cold, creamy dessert while his fingers entered Arabella's hot, wet, slippery cleft. She shifted slightly for him, and he slipped two slender fingers all the way inside her, fingering her with his thumb kneading her clit until she almost but not quite, tipped over the edge. Then taking another big scoop of dessert and looking her straight in the eye, Elliot purred, "You're quite right. That's glorious. I could eat that all night. How are things here? Can I get you anything else?" Nathaniel had appeared at Arabella's side a few moments later, his polite, attentively neutral expression and smiling eyes leaving Arabella in no doubt that he had seen, or at least surmised, everything that had passed between her and Elliot over dinner. "Our coffees come with a selection of petit fours."
"That sounds lovely," Elliot replied. "Double espresso for me, please. Arabella?"
"Perfect for me too, please."
Nathaniel returned soon after with two small coffees, black as a starless sky, and a little rectangular silver platter of three perfectly miniature desserts. In the empty dining room, he seemed to be eyeing them both now with more open interest and amusement. She wondered if she could see the shadow of a hard-on growing beneath his apron. "How are we going to divide up those beautiful little morsels?" Arabella wondered aloud, sipping the hot, bitter coffee.
"Nathaniel, why don't you share with us?"
Curiosity now in the young man's expression as she offers the platter towards him.
"You fancy it?"
"Oh, well, if you're sure. The white chocolate and vanilla truffle is a favourite of mine."
"The filling just melts and runs down your throat like silk." She watches as he places the truffle in his mouth. She can imagine the crack as he breaks the delicate outer shell of chocolate, pressing against his palate with a push of strong tongue, then rolls the melting truffle around his mouth, eyes closing in appreciation.
"Delicious, what a treat."
Arabella can see Elliot watching her thoughtfully, and wonders if his mind is running the same direction as hers. Nathaniel disappears as they sip their coffees and enjoy their petit fours in turn, reappearing as their cups empty and their minds turn to what comes next.
"Are you done, folks? Anything else I can get for you?"
"Actually," Elliot replies, "could you arrange for another bottle of that lovely sparkling wine to be sent to our room?
Number 103.
"No problem,"
Nathaniel smiled. "As it happens, my shift is just finishing. I'll bring it up to the room myself in a few minutes."
"That's very kind,"
Arabella smiles,
removing a couple of banknotes from a little black purse, folds them, and slips them in the front pocket of Nathaniel's apron. The back of her fingers, gently stroking his swelling cock as she does so. See you soon. So, I wonder where that might be going. What do you think? But next week you can hear part two. I hope you've enjoyed it so far. Don't forget, the links are in this show's notes. You can go ahead and grab yourself a copy of Immaculate Service by Rhonda Kanil. And don't forget, if you would like to increase your sensual pleasure, then why not come over to wildinbed.com this week and enjoy some pleasure sessions just to enhance every sensual moment. Until next week, when we can get wild in bed all over again, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.